Yield, the Indigo Girls live in our bureau in New York. Amy Saliers and, excuse me, I got it wrong again. Amy Ray and Emily Saliers are with us. Who was playing the mandolin there?
Amy. That was me.
And that's great stuff. How many instruments do you play?
I just play mandolin and guitar, and but Emily plays banjo and mando and dulcimer and ukulele and guitar and piano and.
When you're touring, we're all familiar with your CD, which is a whole band. It's got drums and some electrical instruments too. Do you prefer that, or do you tour with that, or do you just tour with you two playing acoustic instruments?
Well, we do both. When the record came out, we took the band out. I mean, it's a completely different experience. I love playing with the band because of the energy and the rhythm section and all of that, and plus for fans to get to see, because we cut the album like really live, so they get to hear what it was like to put the music down. But then when Amy and I play alone together, it's a little more intimate, a little more spontaneous maybe. It's just all good.
Mm-hmm. Let's get another caller on the line. This is Dave. Dave with us from Fort Myers in Florida.
How you doing?
All right.
I just want to bring back a little nostalgia and hope they remember what they were doing Labor Day weekend in 1988.
Oh, God. Do you remember?
Yeah, little Five Points Community Pub. You guys announced while you were playing there, not playing there, but the Paper Dolls.
Oh, yeah, the Paper Dolls.
In fact, with the Scallion Sisters, I'm down here in Florida, used to do their shirts.
Hmm. Oh, wow.
And, you guys made your announcement on stage with them that day.
That's cool. About our epic deal.
That's cool. Yeah, they were a very influential band for us. This local.
Yeah, I see Dee Dee's still got a company going there.
Yeah, Dee Dee has a music store, too.
Yeah.
Up in Clarksville.
And Cindy and Missy doing that. I haven't been able to find anything about them.
Missy's got a guitar shop, a boutique guitar shop, and the other two are working.
Old home week.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, I got to get back up there.
All right.
Good work, guys.
Thanks, Dave.
I missed the good old days.
Yeah. Thanks. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Dave with us from Fort Myers. It sounds like he's describing the day you announced your deal with a big record label. Have you had, I understand you have mixed feelings about that.
Well, I think we always have a little bit of mixed feelings because we like the infrastructure of community sort of community stuff and more of a DIY thing, but we also like the access that having a major label gives you. And Epic was, we had a long deal with them, and then we signed with Hollywood after that. But we were doing our own thing, and we were independent, and, you know, I think we were worried, scared a little bit, you know, but that era was really cool. We played it religiously at a place called Little Five Points Pub that was sort of like in the middle of this very bohemian area in Atlanta, and, you know, the hippies and the punks and the queers and the drag queens and drag kings and old married couples and families. It was like a British pub or something, like family hour, you know, and everybody would come in, and it was just really diverse and just fun. And that's where we sort of cut our teeth, and that's where we made the announcement that we had gotten signed, you know, because we were so excited about it.
Are you now such big stars that you couldn't go back to a place like that if you wanted to?
No, we can. We play locally a lot. Yeah. We do like Songwriters in the Round, and we like playing, you know, places at home and small places, so we like to mix it up. No, we're really not that big of stars, actually. We've just been around a long time.
Yeah. Perseverance.
Yep.
Let's get Maggie on the line. Maggie with us from Portland, Oregon.
Hi, welcome or hello from Portland, Oregon. You know we love you here.
We love Portland.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, I've seen you several times here at small venues like you talk about, the Crystal and places like that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a simple question for you guys, but first I wanted to fawn all over you a little bit and tell you how much I appreciate you embodying the thinking woman. It's just so wonderful to hear you guys up there singing and your lyrics and your thoughtfulness. It's kind of the perfect antidote to what I think of as the objectification of women or the whole material girl mentality that you hear so much on the airways, and then you hear your music and your lyrics, and it's just as wonderful. Thank you so much for that.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, and my question is this. In those concerts where I've seen you play at the Zoo and elsewhere, everybody in the audience knows your lyrics so well, and it's so wonderful when you stop singing for a while and let everyone in the audience sing. And my question for you is, what is going through your mind? Because both of you look so wistful and pleased to be listening. I'm curious. I'm sure it varies. But what's going on in your mind when you hear us all singing back at you?
Well, for me, it's just pure, unadulterated joy. I mean, there's not too many opportunities for people to get together in public and just sing, you know? So, and it's really a reciprocal relationship, I feel like, between me and Amy and between the crowd that's there. There's lots of energy, lots of exchange. And it's just a beautiful thing to look out there and see people looking happy and singing, and they sound beautiful. And it doesn't matter whether you can carry a tune or not. It's just good to open up your heart and let the music out.
I think we sound pretty darn good.
I think you do, too.
Yeah, y'all sound great.
I think you do.
The first time you tried that, though, was there a little terror that maybe they don't know the words?
I don't think we would have tried it unless we felt pretty sure they were going to sing.
We started doing it because the voices were sort of overwhelming our voices, and we thought, well, just give it over to them because they're doing it the right way.
Maggie, thanks.
It's a joyous occasion. That's a good word for it, because I think that's the way the audience feels, too.
Well, we're glad. Thank you.
Thanks, Maggie.
You bet.
Let's see if we can get Marshall on the line. Excuse me, this is Cece on the line from Marshall, Wisconsin.
Hey, ladies, how are you?
Hi.
Fine.
I have a comment and a question. Comment, I love you. you already know that, or we wouldn't be listening. Question for Amy today is, can you tell me a little bit about the cover of the prom CD? Are those actual photos from high school or reenactments?
Oh, those are reenactments. He's talking about a solo CD I put out called Prom, and I dressed as a bunch of different high school characters, like football player and cheerleader and little nerd and punker and all the different things that I felt
what
in high school.
What about the picture of the little girl on the front?
That's actually a friend of mine in her mother's prom dress back in the
70s. Okay.
Yeah.
And on that CD, Rural Faggot, great song, and you are totally the dyke who will give it to me. Love you guys. Bye.
The truth. I'll give the truth to you. That's what the line was, yeah.
Thanks for the call, Cece. And we have to apologize to our emailers. We're having printing problems here. The computer system is suffering through, so we've been unable to print any of your emails, and we apologize for that. But if you'd like to get a question in for the Indigo Girls, give us a call, 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. The email address is talk@npr.org. And Amy Ray and Emily Saliers, am I getting that right finally?
That's right.
Are with us from our bureau in New York. We'd also like to thank the engineer up there who's making all this sound so good, Josh Rogerson, who's been mixing for us, and we appreciate it. We know how much difficult it is in those little studios, but hey, we got a new New York bureau, and they must have all kinds of zippy new equipment. You're listening to Talk of the Nation, coming to you from NPR News. And how about another song?
Yeah, okay. This one's called Money Made You Mean.